Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
As we wrap up another summer and look forward to the cool autumn months, here at National Right to Life, we're looking ahead to the unique opportunities and challenges brought by the school year starting up again. Over the summer, we've encouraged you to keep involved in the fight for life, and we have been encouraged by your stories of the incredible work you do to further this cause. Whether it was attending the National Right to Life Convention in Jacksonville, taking a volunteer shift at your county or state fair Right to Life booth, donating to or volunteering at pregnancy centers, to name but a few. Members of National Right to Life never let a month go by without taking full advantage of opportunities to promote the cause of life. As things settle back into a routine and kids go back to school, many pro-lifers get engaged with their day-to-day activities, and it can be difficult to keep up the same pro-life activism that is easier during the summer months. I'd like to share with you a few ways that you can be involved and make a difference that will fit into what, most often, is a busy and exhausting school year. One way to continue your involvement during the school year is volunteering your time at your local chapter. National Right to Life has affiliates in all 50 states and over 3,000 chapters, so you are sure to find an outlet. However, if there isn't a chapter near you and you have time to fill the need in your neighborhood this fall, you can work to start a chapter in your own local area. Our affiliates are constantly in need of volunteers to do things like make phone calls, pass out literature, administrative assistance, and even things like speaking to your local members of Congress. Another great way to stay active in the movement is by bringing education of the life issues with you to groups you are already involved in. Bring literature to Bible studies, book clubs, and so forth to pass out and share. Before you can educate others, you must first be educated yourself. On our website, www.nrlc.org, we have extensive information that can be used as handouts or educational tools for you and your family. In addition to the audio recordings, we have short, timely videos that are produced on a consistent basis on topics such as Planned Parenthood and the dangerous provisions in the new healthcare law. Bookmark our YouTube page at youtube.com/nationalrighttolife to see the latest and to find links to share with friends. Even in a busy day, there's time to share news on Facebook or Twitter. Make sure you're a fan of NRLC on Facebook to stay updated daily. We also have recordings of all the speakers present at our annual convention available online. You can go to www.prolifeperspective.com to find an order form. NRL News is a great way to keep up with what is going on within the pro-life movement. You can sign up for a daily email on our website. This will give you bullet points regarding articles for the day, and you can choose to read them individually or glance at the bullet points for the day. Don't forget to involve your church community as well. You could do things like fundraisers, education nights with speakers, movie nights, literature drops, and many more community projects. If your kids are in middle or high school, help them start a pro-life club in their school. Student pro-life clubs can make a huge difference in your community. They can hold a diaper drive for a local pregnancy center, bring in speakers from the local Right to Life affiliate, and educate their classmates about life issues. Thank you for your hard work and dedication on behalf of life, and thank you for joining us today on Pro-Life Perspective. You can find this episode, as well as our entire library of Pro-Life Perspective episodes, online at www.prolifeperspective.com. Consider streaming it in place of music while around the house or workplace. 5 minutes to educate yourself and learn ways to educate others. As always, if you have any questions, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.